USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There could be a vote in the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday after Democrats announced they would pursue two articles of impeachment against the president: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says the first article of impeachment alleges the president abused his power by withholding congressionally appropriated defense funds to get Ukraine to announce investigations into political rivals.
And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act, obstruction of Congress, of the very ability to make sure that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
Republicans accuse Democrats of using impeachment as their only means of defeating the president. The House could vote to impeach before Christmas. The Senate trial is not expected until after 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Some witnesses say it was like a war, a shooting spree that lasted 20 minutes outside a small grocery store in Jersey City, New Jersey. It all began with the killing of a policeman at a nearby cemetery and finished up with two suspects holed up in that store exchanging gunfire with police.
Our officers were under fire for hours. Two more police officers were hit by gunfire. One sustained an injury to the shoulder. One sustained another injury to the body.
Police Chief Michael Kelly. Six people were killed, including the officer at the cemetery. Inside the store, two suspects and three bystanders were also killed. Another shooting in a hospital in Eastern Czech Republic. Six people were killed and two people were injured. The attacker fired at people point blank in the waiting room. Later, the man killed himself in his car when police caught up to him. There's no word yet on a motive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America's small businesses are looking up. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses' monthly Small Business Optimism Survey for November shows the biggest month-over-month gain in 6 months. It was released on Tuesday morning. The chief economist for the Federation saying the tax cut that Congress passed 2 years ago is still creating a favorable environment for small businesses.
Each year, the parenting website Baby Center compiles the most popular names of newborns from around the world. This year, Muhammad has cracked the list of the top 10. John Clemens reports.
Linda Murray is the global editor-in-chief of Baby Center and tells us Muhammad has been climbing up the list for years.
We've actually seen Muhammad. Baby Center has sites in many other languages around the world, and it's been a popular name in many of our other sites, and in fact is the number one boy's name in the UK.
Murray tells us about the list for the girls.
Sophia, Olivia, Emma, Ava, and Aria. And Sophia has actually been the number one name for almost 10 years. So that one has real staying power.
So what about the boys?
Number one is Liam, which is new this year. Number two, Jackson. Number three is Noah. Number four, Aiden. And number five, Grayson.
At number 42 on the list, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.